is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on WTAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Oh, thank you, Peter. I love that when I say that and he gives me like cheers. I love getting cheers.
Happy Saturday!
Happy Saturday! This guy is like the most awesome producer and he has his own radio show this afternoon. Tell us a little bit about your show, Peter.
That's right. We call it the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio. We give your own welcome music. We let you call in twice so we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. On Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5, it's the Sports Web. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Do you think he has enough energy?
Maybe he needs a coffee.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, and today we have a special co-host because Lynn is in Boston, and I'm sorry, Lynn, that it's like 4 degrees there. Ooh, like 4 degrees, yeah. So Sherry McKee is my co-host today. Sherry was on my very first show of Connecting Caregivers. So we've come a long way, baby.
It's been a great year.
So I'm really glad that you're here today. We have my friend Mary Jane Cronin. I'm so glad that you're here, too, because it's all good. I kind of feel like today, like it's kind of like a mutual admiration society. It's like me and a bunch of my girlfriends.
We all just love you, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then we have my friend, Sherry Gerard.
Hello.
Hello. And Marina Zing from Curve.
I'm here. Very glad to be here.
Yeah, Marina has a little cold, so she's not going to be talking too much today. But Marina and I have known each other, darn, it's like 17 years now.
Yes.
I even worked at Curves at one time. It was like very cool. I got paid to work out. Yeah. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But I'm so glad that you guys tuned in today because I know that your time is really precious. And I'm very excited to be here on the like pre-New Year's Eve. New Year Day, you know, for me, it's been a good 2017. There's been some challenges, but I like to say if I'm challenged, I'm joyfully challenged. Because you can have a choice. You can be miserably challenged. You know what I'm saying? Or you could be joyfully challenged. And it's really hard to be miserable. You kind of like got to use a lot of energy to be miserable. Or I find if you like surround yourself with the right people and everything, it's you get it, right?
I get it.
You get it. You got it. So, so I'm really glad that you guys tuned in today. And you might think it's been a long year and there's a new year and there's some stuff going on and I need to make some decisions or I need to make some changes. And I think there's a real physicality about writing down your goals. So not goals is kind of a weird word or maybe just what you want to happen in 2018. So I think maybe... I think there's a physicality about writing that. So if you sit down and you write down some things that you want to change or do or whatever in 2018, and the whole year, that's a long time to think about. Maybe you're going to just write down what I could do in 30 days or what I could do in 60 days, you know, or something like that. And if you're having a tough time doing that, sit down for a few minutes and think about what you accomplished in 2017. I think all of a sudden you're going to be like, hey, I did pretty good. You know, I got over that challenge, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So sometimes I think if you start writing down what some of the things you did good already, you're like, okay, I'm pretty powerful here.
You can get that feeling.
Yeah, I think so. So think about that, guys. So our shout outs today for our listeners are Susan from St. Pete. And Greg from Largo, and Kathy from Tampa, we're glad that you tune in. And today, I have to give a shout-out to my grandsons, because they said, you never say us on the show, Grandma.
Aww.
So, to Isaac, who's 5, and Nicholas, who's 4, Grandma's giving you a shout out, and I want you guys to know that I love you and have a delicious day. And I'll talk to you later, buddies. Okay, so here we are. My cord is kind of, oh, here I am. I'm okay now. So I shout out the boys. I got all my notes. I did what I was supposed to do. Okay, so Mary Jane, like I said, Mary Jane has been my friend for a long time. In fact, we just spoke recently one day. We were going somewhere, and she goes, yeah, I remember when I first met you. Her first book was out, and my first book was out, and we were at the Seminole Mall.
That's right.
Right, hawking our books and trying to whatever. And I went over, I met her, and she showed me her book, and I thought, wow, this is very cool. And what did you say I said or did?
She handed me her card, and she said, I'm Linda Burhans, and we are going to be great friends. Well, I looked at this pushy New Yorker.
Oh, pushy me?
And I said, in her dreams. But we have become best friends, mutual admiration society between the two of us, growing and growing with new books.
Together and learn new stuff and all sorts of things. But I never thought myself as pushy. Did you, Sherry?
No, Linda, you're so timid and quiet.
Ah,
we heard you know you're around.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. yeah. The dignified silence.
All right. So anyway, so
goals for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Put a cork in it. No. So anyway, so. So Mary Jane's first book was November Morning. It was about her son. And how many books do we have since then?
I've now written my fifth book.
Her fifth book.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the title of your fourth book?
My fourth book was Unexpected Changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was designed to help people when they're going through the bumps in the road that they don't see coming. Little did I know that the bump in the road for me was that I stood up, I fell down, and I broke both of my arms in September.
In her kitchen?
In my kitchen. I wanted to come up with a creative way that I broke them. Oh, I was snowboarding.
Yeah.
Oh, I was, you know, drinking shots at the local bar. No.
I was doing cartwheels down Seminole Boulevard.
No, it was I stood up, I fell down. That was it. But it was something that helped me realize after doing the Unexpected Change book that things happen.
Yeah.
And you can be optimistic and in a good mood even when you're struggling. And so as I was sitting there struggling and I had to invite my adult son in to take care of me, another book grew and it's called Growing Through Illness Together. And it's helping caregivers, but it's also helping the caregivees.
Yeah, everybody.
You know, as a caregiver, you forget to ask. As a caregivee, you forget to let your wishes known.
Yeah.
You know, the caregivees want to feel empowered. And I don't know if that's the right word to use. That's just my word. But you don't want them to feel helpless and immobile.
And you know what? And we do that not intentionally. And mm-hmm. I've talked about this before. Oh, let me do that for you. Let me do that for you. Let me do that for you. And all of a sudden, we're kind of paralyzing the person we're taking care of. We're taking away any last power that they have left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, oh, what? I can cut the banana faster than they can. But they can still cut the banana. So maybe I just got to stop and let them cut the banana.
You know, it reminds me of a funny story when my kids were small and I was trying to give them chores. I would ask them to do the dishes. Well, first I would ask them three different times to come to the kitchen. Then they would take so long to do it, I would finally go in and just do them.
No.
Well,
who hasn't done that?
And who was the smart one there?
They
didn't have to do the dishes.
Yeah.
But I wasn't helping them. And that's
right.
Exactly what you're saying. With the caregivees.
Yeah.
You want to, no matter how long it takes, let them feel like they're contributing.
Because if you take everything away from the person that you're caring for, now you're just putting them into that person that's sitting in the chair and nobody's talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no interest. There's, you know, I don't want to be that way. I don't think any of you gals want to be that way.
No.
But it's up to us to change that thought. It's up to us to try to help people find the joy in the journey. And there's mm-hmm. so much of it.
Mm-hmm. And to make it a partnership.
A partnership. That's a Mel Coppola word.
It is an alternative. It's a great word because right. that's truly what it is. And it sometimes does take, you know, thank God your injury wasn't lifelong, that it was a brief period of time, but how it, the other side of it that you saw.
But didn't, yeah, that brought a lot of perspective to you, didn't it?
It certainly did. Suddenly not being able to do things that I was used to.
I mean, her arms were like strapped up like, you know, like, oh my goodness.
My son not only had to cook the spaghetti, he had to put it in the bowl, he had to feed me, he had to wash the dishes.
He didn't have to, he chose to.
He chose to wash the dishes, yes, that time he did choose to. But you know what? He makes spaghetti sauce different than I do. So you're sitting there saying, do I want to be grateful that he's feeding me? Or do I want to complain
Open
about
my
his
mouth.
Cooking?
Yeah.
So you have that dilemma. That's when dialogue has to come into play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what I God works in strange ways. You know, you're now really talking about the bump in the road. You know, you wrote the book before for different bumps and different bumps mm-hmm. that happened in your life, but this was a huge bump.
It was funny because I wrote the book from the goal of helping others. And then I was in that role. I was in the hospital yeah. for a week. I was in the nursing home for a week. And then I had home care. So all the people that I tried to direct my books to, I was
now, you.
Was me. I was now in that role. I saw what the caregivers and the people in the nursing homes and at the hospital, what they go through.
Yeah.
I learned so much simply by going through this. And as I sit here and go, why? Sometimes I think that's the why.
Yeah.
I had to live this so that I could help other people with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now we're going to talk a little bit for a little while to Sherry and Marina. And I have known Marina. God, Maria, I can't believe it's like I moved here in 2000, 17 years. I was in my very first networking group with you. And I even worked for you for a year or so, whatever.
Sure did. 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning, because I am an early riser. Because if I don't get my exercise in then, it's not happening. It's not happening. So I want you and Sherry to tell us a little bit about Curves and where you're located and everything, and how important taking care of yourself and exercise is for caregivers and the people that they're caring for. So hit it, ladies. You got it.
Well, it appears that I'm going to do the talking, okay?
That's fine.
And I'm listening to Mary Jane, and I've been on both sides myself. I needed the care given to me.
Just recently.
I was 100% disabled years ago with rheumatoid arthritis, and I was one of those that never thought that I could exercise or that it would matter. And then introduced me to Curves. By the way, we're on 8992 Seminole Boulevard. We are between 102nd and 86th. That's the way I tell everyone. We're on the west side. And my goal with the women is I know how it feels to walk in and go, I can't do this. There is no way I could do this. I know how it feels, the deer in the headlights.
Oh, yeah.
No way, I can't do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing I discovered, can't means I won't. Give it a try.
Right. Right.
So
make
what,
a choice.
Make your choice. So Curves helps build your strength. When you have your strength, now you've got your balance. You're going to stand different. You're going to walk differently.
Right.
We offer balance classes. Everything that we need to be a stronger women so that we can be empowered.
And there's a isn't there a program, Silver Sneakers, that
oh,
women
yes.
can, like, kind of come to you for free?
That is one of the most wonderful things.
I can't wait until my birthday next year.
Oh.
I'm going to get to do so
it's
much
wonderful.
Stuff. Never did I think I'd be wishing that, but go ahead.
That, no, it's crazy. I just, as a matter of fact, I just got off from work, and I made an appointment with a lady who asked me, did we accept Silver Sneakers? And I was telling her, yes. And I said, we have so much to offer now. And she goes, and how much is that? I said, your time to come in, do your consultation with me. Let us find out what you want. And then I want you to work out 3 to 4 times a week. It is 30 minutes, honey.
Can you explain to our listeners that don't know what Silver Sneakers is?
Okay,
and how they get access to that.
Right. Silver Sneakers is a part of insurance like Humana, WellCare, Optum has it.
A lot of the companies have it.
Yes, they do. It is not a special class. I know some people have special Silver Sneakers classes.
Right.
But that's not what it is. It is strictly the insurance giving you a wonderful benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, the healthier you are, the less you're likely to have to be in the hospital.
Right. And you know, Shelly, what happens once is the fall?
That's it.
You're done.
That's
I'm
it.
Done most times.
Except for Mary Jane.
Except for Mary Jane. There you go. I'm sorry, Mary Jane. I feel terrible after saying that right now.
You know what I have to tell you? I have been told by my insurance company that I am eligible for Silver Sneakers. And exactly what you just mentioned, Cherry, are all the reasons. I had therapy come to my house and taught me balance and taught me strength and endurance. And now that I'm getting better, they want me to go to a facility like yours and learn how to not fall again.
Right.
Or if I do fall, right, how not to injure myself. So I will be a Silver Sneaker fan too.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we do know with fall prevention how important the exercise is, but how likely you are to have another fall. It's
right.
Usually not the first fall, but if you fall a lot, even as a child, a young adult, you are so much more likely to fall as an elder.
Right.
So not to make light of your situation, but
yeah,
that exercise is so very important.
Yeah.
I just shared a few minutes ago off the air that when caregivers are, I mean, we don't take care of ourselves.
Right.
I just lived it.
Right.
We really don't.
Right.
Had I not have continued working out, though, I don't know what I would have done because
right,
I was able to keep going.
Right.
My way of describing why your caregivers need to spend that time for themselves is much like being on the airplane. When they're up there telling you, put your oxygen on first. You cannot take care of someone else if you don't have the power.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Sure, it's sad to say, I've seen it in my support groups. I've seen people come in and they're so exhausted and they're so overwhelmed. And I'm trying to tell them to get help. And some do and some don't. And some end up passing away before their loved one.
I got threatened. My doctor told me, if you
threatened.
Don't start taking care of yourself, I'm putting you in the hospital. Okay,
yeah.
Got the message.
Bang, 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 bang. And what would your mother have said to you, the same thing?
Oh, she would have told me the same thing. Right. Matter of fact, she used to tell me, honey, you need to go home and rest now.
Right, right. Well, you know, I say all the time that caregivers have the AAA dilemma. And it is they don't ask for help, they don't accept help, and they don't acknowledge themselves.
True.
And you know, anytime I go speak anywhere, or even if I just go to a networking thing and I do my little commercial, I always say at the end, you all know a caregiver. Just do something nice for them because they have a hard time asking for it or accepting it or whatever. So sometimes you just got to do something nice for them.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when somebody asks you, I think what happens is, someone goes, Sherry, is there anything I can do to help you? And this is what Sherry says. No, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Is that familiar?
Very
no,
familiar.
No,
I got
okay.
it.
And I think there's two reasons for that. I think one reason is Sherry thinks she's okay. I think the other reason is, like, what are you going to help me with? Like, are you, like, going to take my mom to the bathroom or the doctor or you know,
absolutely.
Like you're in that little tornado.
Yes.
You're, like, in that little tornado. So I suggest to caregivers is to take some time and sit down and write a list of some things that you can accept help with and keep that in your pocket. So then when your neighbor comes over, your friend from Curves or whatever, your girlfriend comes over and they go, is there anything I can do for you? You can just pull out the list and say, well, maybe you could mow my lawn. And they go, yeah, I've been asking you for 6 months. You know, or could you come over on Tuesday at 10 o'clock so I can go get a haircut?
Yeah.
And they're always going to go, yeah, I've been waiting for you to, like, let me do this for you. And it's a gift on both ends. It's not just that the caregiver gets to take a little break, but as much as we think, I'm the bomb caregiver, I am the best.
Indispensable.
Yeah, nobody can do it except me. You know, I got all. Sometimes the person that you're caring for is like, bye-bye, please, go out for a couple hours. I'm
please
done with you,
get
too.
Some rest.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
I do.
So just think about that. Because you know what? Lots of times when you have that little break, either on either end, you can come back and you can laugh.
You're right.
Yeah.
I still think what you just said, write down, plan, write it down, plan it.
And when somebody asks you something, be specific. Because you'll say, oh, could you come over one afternoon and hang out with my mom? One afternoon with my mom does not happen. If you say, can you come on Thursday at 2, there's a very good chance it's going to happen. So think about that, because you just need to be specific to the person that wants to help you so that they can help you. And do I hear some music coming in here, Peter? Because this means that it is time to hear from our partners. Because if we don't hear from our partners, you don't hear from me and all my friends.
That's it.
Don't go away. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. LindasCaregiverConnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the caregiver affirmation? Or listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. 8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers, and you can order yours today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
That's what friends are for good times.
Welcome back, guys. I'm so glad that you're still here with us. You know, that caregiver affirmation, if you want, you can download that so you'll have it for yourself. You can just go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and download that affirmation. And we need to give ourselves those affirmations, caregivers. Just print it out and just read it once a day or twice a day or three times a day would be really good. Just to remind yourself, because we get stuck in that little tornado and thinking that it's just about us, and that we're the only one that can do it, and we're the only one that can do it the right way. And And we're not doing ourselves justice or the person that we care for. And I know we care for people that we really, really love. So I want you to be able to find a little bit of that joy in the journey. And you won't be able to do that unless you take care of yourselves. So I'm going to get off the soapbox now. And we will continue the show. But please think about that. And Sherry, you know, I got to say, I'm so happy to have you here today.
This is so fun.
You know, so Sherry was on my very first show, and it's very exciting. And you hear us,
Stay up in Boston for another week.
Oh, I don't know. She said, I don't want anybody filling in for me when I'm gone.
I'm taking over, Lynn. Well, I'm going to leave her for the winter in Boston.
Oh, I don't know.
Lynn's got a great patio. I could be very comfortable on that for the winter.
I don't know. Lynn, I'll pick you up at the airport tomorrow morning. I'll be there at 9:32, I promise.
And speaking of Lynn, where rumors start, but I did hear a rumor, Linda, you are going to do another show.
Oh, yes. We're going to have another radio show starting in, I'm thinking, March-ish of 2018. And it's going to be Lynn and I, and it's going to be just the good news show. Only good news. Because there is so much good news out here in this Tampa Bay area. Not just Tampa Bay, everywhere. And I want to give attention to that good news. There are great people doing great things. There are great nonprofits. There's just like really cool stuff. There's really cool kids. There's really cool seniors. And I love caregiving. You know, guys, I've dedicated my life to caregiving. But it can be a little sad sometimes. And it can be a little bit weary. So, and I believe in the law of balance. So we don't know what the name of it's going to be. We're thinking maybe like the Good News Gals or whatever. We'll keep you posted.
And so,
if you know some good news, we'll start lining up people now because March will be here before you know it. Or if you have a company and you want to be associated with good news and be a sponsor, an advertiser, you know my number, 727-365-8383. All right, guys, enough of that.
Congrats.
Thanks for asking.
Yes.
You'll have to be on the good news show, too.
I'll find some good news. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll go
you know what's really cool?
Be like a good news reporter?
I'm thinking like yesterday. Yeah. Like people are going to be calling me up with good news. Yeah. People call me up now with bad news or sad news.
Or challenges.
Or distress news or, you know, emergency news. People are going to be calling me up just telling me good news. So, I'm really excited about that. So, Mary Jane, don't you have, like, a little party going on pretty soon?
I'm calling it the party in the plaza.
The party in the plaza.
Yes, because when I hurt my arms, I had so many friends come together. You were singing That's What Friends Are For. People would come and bring me food, keep me company, buy me clothes that would cover me because I couldn't use my arms. Just everything. And I was so appreciative that I'm having this party. It's in the Plaza building right behind Regal Palms on East Bay Drive. Of the Palms of Largo. It's a glass building. It's going to be January 9th at 5:30. We're going to have good food, some good things to drink. I'll be talking about this event and how it's affected me and how you can prepare yourself. And we'll have my books, Growing Through Illness Together, so that you can maybe be prepared should something like this happen in your life.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm so proud of you. You've come a long way, baby, and to just in everything. And to go through this challenge. And to, you know, and I can remember, I went to see her when she was, like, in rehab. And she's like, I got it. I'm going to do it. You know, and at one point she was, like, on this bicycle thing. And I was there visiting her with a couple other girls. She's doing her bike. And she's perspiring. But she's like, I got it. And so much of your healing, whatever, with whatever your challenge is about your attitude.
It is.
It's about your attitude.
And I did see people in the rehab center that were just going through the motions. Just moving,
like zombies.
Just like zombies.
Yeah.
But I had a life to get back to.
Right.
I had things to do. So every day I woke up and I had to work on getting better. I created wonderful abs because I couldn't use my arms to get up and down. And it was like, who would have thought I would have abs at 60 years old? But, you know, one of the perks was that I'm better.
And you know what I said earlier? Maybe it's just one goal for today. Maybe for today I'm just going to get out of the bed and I'm going to do what I got to, you know, do my exercises or whatever it is. Sometimes we put so much on ourselves that we don't do nothing. Because we think about, I should do this, I should, you know, we have so much on that list that we get so overwhelmed, we do nothing. So yeah. I give you a lot of credit. I really do. I really give you a lot of credit. Absolutely. When I saw you and your arms were like tied up and stuff, I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
The amount of people, every time a new nurse would come in, she'd sit there and they'd look at me and go, we never knew anyone who broke both of their arms. You know, if I had broken one arm.
Here I am. Oh, no. Here I am.
That's right, with the arms clenched together. You know, if I had just broken one arm, they would have bandaged it up and sent me on my way. They would have sent me home. Right. They would have said, well, she's got her other good arm.
Right.
You know, when I was sitting there with both of them broken, it's, well, how's she going to eat? How's she going to get dressed? And oh my goodness, how is she going to go to the bathroom?
Exactly.
And because of that, I had those times in the rehab, in the hospital, learning how to take care of myself. And I said,
and how to accept help.
And how to accept help. The first time that a good-looking young male nurse came in to help me to the bathroom, I had to say, no disrespect to you, sir, but I need a woman. And I know that asking for help is important, but you also have to set your limits on where you ask for help.
On what works for you.
Right. And once they knew that, he was polite, but he never came back when I rang the bell for help.
That's so cool. And it's cool. And where was that at?
That was at Largo Medical Center.
Okay. It's good that they respected that, too. Because some other facility might say, no, sorry, you're going to get whoever you get. This is the way it goes. You got to go, you know.
Yeah. And that's back to the caregiver, you know, and that's back to the whole partnership and making sure your wishes are known.
Yeah.
And how easy I think it is for a temporary injury.
Because you can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Because you could see that light because you knew this is just a week or two, 3 weeks, a month.
So 3 months even.
Three months. You know, but it becomes so different when we're looking at lifetime.
Well, the other thing is that people look at a situation only from what they have experienced and what they know.
Right.
So when my doctor said she cannot take those slings off for 4 weeks, and so she, therefore no one was asking me to take a bath, they sat there thinking, well, she can't take her slings off, so we can't give her a bath. In the middle of the night, one of the women that worked 11 to 7, who was a home health aide, came in at 6 a.m., wrapped my slings up in towels, and gave me a shower standing up.
She's the girl we want working with us.
I bursted out into tears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said, I knew how uncomfortable you felt, and I wanted to make you feel better. It gives me chills just thinking about it.
You know we have a caregiver contest on this program.
Oh, yeah.
I think you need to nominate
I need to nominate her for
you
this.
You do. You need to. Mm-hmm. So while we're on that, because I wasn't going to say it till later, you know we have a caregiver contest on here. Just go to Connecting Caregivers Radio and nominate a caregiver for something wonderful they've done. And they actually, last month, the caregiver who won got 8 hours of respite care from either Arden Courts or Maria's Adult Daycare or Assisting Hands Home Care. They got a massage, a facial, a haircut, a gift certificate to Capo da Monte Italian Deli. So, you know what? Just go to the website. It takes you like 5 minutes to do it and nominate a caregiver that has done something good for you. And starting in January, we're going to be sending out, Lynn and I are going to be sending out swag to everybody that's in the contest because everybody needs to be acknowledged. And I'll tell you, the winners, in the beginning, we used to have like this panel to pick out the winners. Everybody's a winner. I can't do that anymore. We just, one story is better than the other or whatever. So we just put them all in the hat. We pick out a winner. The next month, everything goes back in. So you have a chance to win. And it's very cool, too, because I've been contacting some places like Universal Studios and stuff, and they want to give us free tickets.
Yeah.
So we could have some really cool prizes. Wouldn't that be good? So, Sherry, talk to me a little bit more. Tell us what happens when a woman walks into Curves. So they get the assessment and you measure them and give me the deal.
First of all, I want them to call me and set that appointment because they deserve that dedicated time.
Right.
That is their time. That is for us to find out what they're looking for, how we can meet their needs. And yes, we do. We weigh and measure them. We help them set goals and show them how we're going to set those goals. And once a month, we go back and do monthly coaching again. If they're not reaching their goals, we will talk with them and set a plan on how they can.
You know what I think is really cool there? It's a real community of women. Because the whole thing's in a circle, and they're together, and there's more conversation, and there's more encouragement from Mary. Hey, you lost an inch last month, you know, or whatever kind of thing. It's not like going to a gym and there's like all the testosterone there.
That is one of the winning things. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
And plus,
what's wrong with that? He says from the sports show. Over there.
Well, because some ladies just aren't comfortable with all that testosterone around them. But we do tell the ladies, honestly, the percentage is higher if you'll bring somebody with you,
right,
join together, right, because you'll stick to it a lot better.
Yes, you will. It's good to have a partner. And Peter, testosterone is good. But anyway, we need to go to hear from our partners right now. And you know I only have partners that are really special people and that will really take care of you, caregivers. So listen in and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Don't go away. Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413.
1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Keep shining, knowing you. We're off to the races, except this time we don't have the infamous Lynn Thornley with us today doing announcements, but we have my girlfriend, Sherry McKee. So hit it, baby.
Okay, here's what we have coming up in January. On January 4th, from 11 to 1, the Beach House Wiregrass is sponsoring a workshop where our very own Linda Burhans will be the guest speaker. The topic is going to be, when is the right time for assisted living? So as a caregiver, having some good information is very, very important.
And a great free lunch.
And the lunch is at Mulligan's at Pebble Creek Golf Club. So come on out, enjoy some lunch, and get some answers you're looking for. They would like you to RSVP by January 2nd to 813-358-0340. Once again, please RSVP to 813-358-0340. Michelle Lowak and Linda Burhans are facilitating.
But Linda Burhans is kind of busy, isn't she?
She is busy. I don't know how we're going to have any fun in January. Yeah. I'm going to have to come to these events with her. 3-day Eden at Home Partner Workshop.
Aww.
It's got my heart. If you can do anything this month to care for yourself and care for your loved one, try to get to this workshop. It is going to be held at Bloom Memory Care in St. Pete. That's 6775 40th Avenue. And it is on Friday and January 16th, January 23rd, and January 30th from 1 to 5. The cost is nominal. It's $40. It comes with your workbook.
And 12 hours of training for $40.
It comes with a life-changing experience on how you view so much about this caregiving journey. RSVP to Michelle. You can RSVP to Michelle very late at night, early in the morning.
Anytime.
Sunday. Michelle is looking forward to your call. 727-641-5483. You can learn more at lindaburhans.com online, too. And this is when we're all going to hang out and do a little party in. It's going to be January 20th from noon to 5. There's going to be a jamboree at Quaker Steak and Lube Restaurant
mm-hmm.
in Clearwater. This is a fundraiser for the Area Agency on Aging and Better Living for Seniors. This is the group of people that advocate care and raise funds for the elders right here in Pinellas County. So all you have to do is come on down and
Frank
Pasco
is going to be playing there.
And Frank Pasco, many of us, we all know and love Frank. He just coordinated the Silver Santas program.
Yeah.
900 elders in Pinellas got gifts through the Better Living for Seniors under the guidance and leadership of Frank. So,
and his company is Senior Home Transitions. And if you need to find him, you can go to Linda's Caregiver Connections.
And through the years, thousands and thousands of dollars Better Living for Seniors has raised for things such as food for our elders, volunteer programs for our elders, hygiene products. I mean, we're talking so much that they give back, and this is the simplest way to see me and Linda on a Saturday afternoon. So you can RSVP to Carol Radin at 727-580-0028 or Ginny Moore at 727-644-7472. On January 23rd from 9 to 5 at St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Largo, they're having a senior empowerment day. There's going to be a complimentary lunch. We really like food.
Yeah, they do.
A scam and fraud information.
Really good information there. You know, guys, knowledge is power.
And yes, it is so, so important to get not only the information about what happened last year or years ago, what's happening this month. Because the scams are changing as fast as people are exposing them. You can RSVP to 1-800-530-7047 for more information on that. And then the following day, January 24th, from 9:30 to noon, at St. Francis Church in Spring Hill, they are having a dementia care seminar. So for those listeners north, Gary LeBlanc, the author of Staying Afloat in a Sea of Forgetfulness, and once again, our very own Linda Burhans, author, speaker, and caregiver.
Come meet me guys up there in Spring Hill.
I like Spring Hill.
I do too.
They have like a New England seafood place. Yeah. We should go there.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah,
you just said you were going to come places with me. So
That's good. New goals for 2018.
Yeah.
Gary would appreciate the RSVP for that event. 352-345-6270.
Thank you, Sherry.
We have
one more. I think I'm going to let Mary Jane say it though. But thank you, Sherry.
You're being replaced by Mary Jane.
No.
I also
can tell
have...
her thing. Okay, go ahead.
I would love to hear Sherry talk.
Okay.
I would love to do the last event with Mary Jane.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mary Jane. It's such a neat event on January 9th at the
It's
Palms
a party.
Of Largo, and it is going to be a party. What a celebration of all you've gone through over the last 3-4 months.
It is a party. We need to celebrate life. We need to offer that for our caregivers, for our friends, for ourselves. There will be food. There will be door prizes. There will be drinks. There will be fun. And we might even learn a little bit in the middle of having our good time and learning about growing together through illness. I'll have my books for sale.
And your books can get on Amazon, right?
You can also order my books on Amazon, or you can go to MaryJaneCronin.com.
There you
and
go.
Order them as well.
Okay, one last thing. What do you want to tell me about Curves, Sherry?
Curves has zero enrollment now. So now as you're making your new resolutions, and you're going to take up that
for everybody, not just for Silver
Stingers. For everybody.
Okay.
So when they say, what can I do to help? You say, let me go to Curves for 30 minutes and sit with
them. And how do they reach you, girls?
They shall reach us at 727-320-9737.
All right, we're wrapping it up for today. I'm so glad that you guys joined us today. You know how much I love and appreciate you. Like us on our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Look forward to spending time with you next week. Remember that God loves you, and have a delicious day.
I'm running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Summer or fall, all you got to do is call.